And now it's time for Artery, cultural coverage that brings outer space into your mind's eye.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Space exploration.
Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff.
It's something that was a national priority since NASA's inception over 50 years ago.
We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
But last week, NASA launched its final space shuttle mission, officially retiring the almost 30-year-old spacecraft.
Liftoff, the final liftoff of Atlantis. On the shoulders of the space shuttle, America will continue the dream.
Luckily, we have a local agency ready to pick up where the shuttle left off.
State University Space Agency beats NASA to asteroid. The local Air and Space Administration, LASA, has successfully landed two astronauts on the rocky soil of a Kuiper Belt asteroid.
That's LASA Secretary General Jonathan Keats. LASA is Local Air and Space Administration. Keats is also a writer, a philosopher, and an artist, a conceptual artist who plays with people's sense of time, money, and yes, space. Those astronauts he mentioned were actually succulents and potatoes that were planted in asteroidal dust. So what in the world is going on? KLW's Martina Castro went to the LASA Exotourism Bureau in downtown San Francisco to find out. There's something very cool for sale here.
Engines on, 5.
Space travel.
3, 2.
Wait, not that kind of space travel. It's a little more abstract.
What we have set up are various means of travel outside of our own world, to the moon, to other planets, and ultimately to the stars.
That's LASA Secretary General Jonathan Keats. And by various means of travel, he means your feet never actually leave planet Earth. All you do is ingest this special water.
We have bottles of lunar, Martian, and stellar mineral water,
which are all made with what Keats calls a proprietary blend of minerals from those various locations in space.
So the idea, of course, in the case of the stellar mineral water, is not only are you getting far away, you're actually getting out of our solar system, but you're also getting out of the way, temporally speaking, because this predates our solar system. That means that, in essence, you are exploring what has been, what we were, what made us, as much as you are exploring something that is apart from us in terms of distance.
Sounds pretty heady, right? Well, it is. The LASA Exotourism Bureau is actually an art display at the Modernism Gallery. Jonathan Keats is the creator of this installation.
I am also, when not attending to those duties, an artist and writer, though I prefer to call myself an experimental philosopher because no one knows what that means.
Whatever it means, he clearly takes his work very seriously, even though the absurdity of it all is pretty obvious.
The spacecraft is a chair. It actually was rescued from my parents' basement and was modified slightly by setting it on 4 slices of meteorite, of iron meteorite, so that it is slightly, very, very slightly, less than a quarter of an inch off the surface of the planet, on the surface of an asteroid. So if you sit in that chair, you, in fact, can get off our own planet.
He plays the part continuously. And remember, I've known him for knocking on 16 years now. He plays the part and never falls out of character.
Andrew Clark is one of Keats' patrons and friends.
He really does see himself as that gentleman philosopher of Victorian England. You know, a man who dresses entirely in tweed, you couldn't make it up, right? Who is living a Jules Verne existence.
So right now, you might be wondering, what's the point of this caricature and this exhibit? Well, it depends on whom you ask, like visitor Emily Jane Cohen.
Jonathan sort of incarnates this era where science and other kinds of more humanistic fields, like literature and philosophy and things like that, were not as separate from each other as they are now.
Observer Jordan Esso likes its abstraction.
It's kind of a different way to enjoy the fantasy of wanting to be somewhere else.
And Samuel Coniglio?
I'm vice president of the Space Tourism Society, which is a nonprofit organization doing research on products, services, design on space tourism, trying to promote the idea of space travel for the rest of us, and us actually being able to take vacations in space one day.
So he's psyched. In the gallery, Jonathan Keats' spacewalks are documented in framed artwork on the walls. He's apparently left the planet several times.
This one over here, I believe, was my first step. Yes, in fact, it was. And it was a single step that had a duration of 3 seconds.
And by the time we get to the bar of Mineral Space Waters, I can't help but play along.
So I'll get you a glass of... That was Stellar. And do you want Martian or Lunar?
Let's go Lunar.
Lunar. So that's Stellar. Why don't you hold on to that? Otherwise, we'll forget, and then you'll end up in the wrong destination. We know.
That would be unfortunate.
Makes you.
So there doesn't seem to be a definitive purpose to Keats' work, but it definitely makes me laugh. And Keats says that's intentional.
I think that laughter is a way into the work, which I want everyone to feel comfortable with. And also, I think that it is a sort of release, that a release of tension that can lead to a sort of childish curiosity, which is what I feel toward the world.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to overdo that, but, like, it all fits. This is really impressive.
That's Jeff LaPlace, perhaps the visitor with the most childlike enthusiasm here. When he stops in front of the spacecraft, I can't help but egg him on.
You should sit on it. It's a spaceship.
That's what I thought. I looked at this and I thought, oh my God, it's a spaceship. And, wow. I mean, he's done this exhibit complete to the spaceship. And the lunar shoes, of course.
Yeah, these are meteor, pieces of meteor.
No.
Yes.
To be right there. To be in the spaceship. That's what I'm saying. This is one of the best art exhibits ever.
Jonathan's work is original to the extreme.
Martin Muller owns the Modernism Gallery. He says Keats' work is part of a long tradition in the art world of playing with what we perceive to be normal or ridiculous.
That is reminding us about the lack of cohesiveness and the lack of logic we experience too often in our daily lives.
Where'd you get the meteorite dust?
eBay is actually the best source. So if you want,
Keats plays with our concepts of time, consumerism, and identity. He made his debut over a decade ago when he sat in a chair and thought for 24 consecutive hours while staring at a nude female model. He sold his thoughts as art at a price determined by dividing the customer's annual income down to the minute. He's patented his brain. He's even tried to genetically engineer God. Keats is vigorous when it comes to his process, and
really, the essence of the work is about trying to get other people to explore with me these other realms and to partake in this thought experiment.
Experiencing Jonathan Keats' work is opening yourself to experiment. You may not agree with or even understand everything you witness, but you could see the world slightly differently when you leave the gallery. I chose to drink this stellar mineral water, and let me tell you, it was out of this world. In San Francisco, I'm Martina Castro for Cross Currents.